A student has been suspended for riding a horse inside the school. And a lovely Spanish beach is being ruined by tourists getting it on in the dunes. And a teenager planned his own abduction to raise cash to meet the love of his life. These are the weird stories for Thursday on Weird AF News. They're lovely. They're weird. They're from around the world, as always. I'm your host, Jonesy. Thank you for joining me. As you know, Weird AF News is the only daily weird news podcast recorded inside a closet. Whoa, baby. Can't fit a horse in here. A student has been suspended for riding a horse into a high school. Well, with the prices of gasoline, we're going to be riding horses everywhere, I'd imagine. Into the school, into the courthouse, through the drive-thru. Sounds like a cheaper mode of transportation these days. This took place in Virginia, in a rural town called Gloucester, Virginia. Oh, yes, Gloucester, established in 1499, yes. The student's name is Austin McGill. Austin decided he wanted to pull a memorable senior prank. You guys know how senior pranks go. And you got to top each other with your pranks. And what's going to top riding a horse into the school? This is what Austin was thinking, I imagine. So Austin decided, you know, he's going to ride his mother's 27-year-old horse, Sonny, right into Gloucester High School. Austin's 18 years old. He got this crazy idea weeks before he even took the reins, but he waited to take the ride into the building until he knew his friends would be there to see him and Sonny. Here's a quote from Austin. Nobody's ridden a horse into the school before, but like everybody rides a horse to the school. So I was like, I'm going to ride a horse into the school and people are going to freak the hell out, bro. Now, it sounds like from his quote that it's pretty common to see horses at the school. Gloucester, in fact, is one of Hampton Roads' more rural communities with many animal farms. So people are taking horses and horse and buggies all over the place in this area anyways. But no one took the horse into the school. Oh, crazy Austin with his senior prank idea. Let's find out how it all unfolded, shall we? Well, he saddled up old Sonny and he rode 2 miles from his family's farm to the high school. Many of his classmates met Austin and Sonny right outside. Then it was time for class, and that's when it was time for the prank. After the crowd went into the school to get settled, Austin and his trusty steed followed suit. Here's another quote from this crazy Austin. At first, like, Sonny didn't even want to go in because, like, down at the bottom of the doorway, there's like a metal thing. It's like this little metal thing. And when he stepped on it, it made like a clanking noise. And he was kind of spooked by that, you know. Now, after he soothed the horse, he was able to get Sonny a few steps inside the school. He was worried that the horse could slip on the tile floors, and he didn't want Sonny or anyone to get hurt. So then he backed out, and then he rode home after the excitement. And that's when he got suspended by the school. Oh, yeah. Austin McGill was suspended for 10 days for causing a demonstration or disruption of the school. And now doing, incidents like this are usually cause for punishment of long-term suspension or even expulsion from the school, they're saying here. He's going to have a meeting with the school leaders in a few days. He is quoted as saying in his defense, I wasn't technically suspended for riding my horse into the building. In the rule book for the school, there's nothing that doesn't allow you to like ride a horse into the building. It doesn't specifically say that. The high school has yet to make a comment on the suspension, but I think they really overstepped it here because it wasn't a big deal. He just took a horse a few steps into the school and then backed out. Big deal. You know what people do for pranks at school? They ruin the property often. They go crazy with these pranks. Oftentimes the pranks involve spray paint or feces. I don't know. Sometimes even blood. I don't know what kind of high school you went to, but I saw some blood at my high school. Public school, baby. Yeah. Have you guys ever pulled some kind of crazy prank at your school? I'd love to hear about it. Sure would. A Spanish beach is being ruined because the tourists are having sex in the dunes. Over-tourism is regularly blamed for choking certain historic cities, covering world-famous sites in garbage, and killing local wildlife in hotspots across the world. Now, tourists having sex is said to be behind the gradual destruction of a beach and a nature reserve in Europe. It's called the Dunas de Maspalomas Special Nature Reserve, and it's on the Spanish island of Gran Canaria. And it's known for its beautiful wild sand dunes rippling out behind its lighthouse perched on the seafront. And it regularly tops the lists of things to see on this island, the beautiful dunes. The dunes have been legally protected since 1982. And the dunes are one of the last remaining shifting dune systems in Europe, in fact. They provide a resting spot for certain birds that are migrating between Africa and Europe. But now, the dunes are providing a different kind of resting area. With tourists, nasty tourists, these terrible tourists, horny tourists. They're taking to the dunes to get frisky. How dare they? Not on these dunes. A new study in the Journal of Environmental Management has looked for the first time at this environmental impact on this particular coastal reserve that's being used as a sexual cruising area. How dare these people? Get a room! Researchers inventoried about 300 sex spots on this particular beach, covering over a total area of about 2 square miles, mainly among bushy and dense vegetation. 300 sex spots in a 2 square mile radius? That's more like an orgy, I'd say. People are on top of each other in this bushy and dense vegetation. So they studied this area. They wanted to know the tourists' sex activity and the cruiser trampling impact directly on the local dunes and on 8 native plant species as well, 3 of which are endemic. The tourists apparently trample all over the vegetation, remove plants and sand to make their own areas. Just pulling out vegetation to have sex? What animals? Who does this? This is very... just animal behavior, man. Of course, as you can imagine, they dump waste like condoms and toilet paper, wipes, cigarettes, alcoholic beverage bottles and cans. They also use the dunes as a toilet. The researchers found urination and defecation locations as well. The more remote the sex spot is, the more it had been used and the more trash was left there, researchers noticed. Although the authorities leave trash bags in some of the larger areas, they were normally full. Even the dunes exclusion zone, which is completely off limits to the public, where other areas are simply restricted, was found to have 56 sex spots. What the hell, man? I love to imagine that they actually find people in the act when they're doing this study. Oh, I see a sex spot over there. How can you tell, Jim? Well, the bush is moving back and forth. See the bush? It's moving. If you let's go over there and take some video. Now, hosting up to 14 million visitors a year, the Gran Canaria Island is a gay-friendly tourist destination with visitors from the US, UK, and Germany among the many markets. They want to stress that it is not just the LGBTQ visitors having sex in the dunes. They wanted to know that. I'm going to tell you right now, it definitely is mostly the LGBTQ community having sex in those dunes. I know gay men, they are down whenever, wherever. Wow, unbelievable. Gay men, well, they just don't give a shit. They will get it on anywhere. Oh, I'm lying? Okay, I'm lying. All right, I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay. Go. You want to cancel me now? Cancel me for telling the truth? Go right ahead. It says here, they're trying to just do damage control on these dunes, but there's not much they can do. It's a very sad situation. Well, you could build more hotels, I guess. And I don't know. I don't know how you fix this problem. It's just tough stuff, man. As long as there's going to be a lot of people on your island going for some rest and relaxation and some partying, you're going to have a situation like this. It's like behind the bleachers at your high school. It's just a place that people are going to do it. You know, you can't stop them. You can't.
It's only a kick. A jump. a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
A teenager orchestrated his own abduction and demanded ransom from his own father in order to meet his girlfriend's expense. A class 12 student in Madhya Pradesh weaved his own abduction story in order to meet the expenses of his lady love. He downloaded an application to change his voice and demanded a ransom from his father. The incident came to light when the police, following complaints by the teenager's father, detained the student and interrogated him. The boy revealed the following. He wanted to go to Gurungram to meet the love of his life. Therefore, he planned the abduction, the whole thing, the whole drama. Wow, this is love, man. This is real love. Ladies, has anyone ever planned their own abduction to meet the expense of visiting you? This all began when the father, Surendra, contacted the local police, said that his son, Sandeep, was missing. 2 days later, he again approached the police and then informed them that he had actually received a ransom call, but it came from his son's own mobile number. Oh, buddy, come on. You made all that effort to change your voice and then you call from your same cell phone number. Are you okay? This is not how you do it. Man, you should have came to me. I would have told you what to do. You got to get a burner phone for these fake ransom calls. Okay, the police officer says that during the interrogation, he revealed that he had made the ransom call to his own father and he wanted to go to meet his girlfriend in Gurungram. Now, before all this, he had asked his family for some money, but they denied him. Therefore, he hatched his own abduction plan. Before making ransom calls to his father, he made phone calls to his girlfriend using the mobile application to check if the application was properly working. He checked it with his girlfriend. All right, baby, I'm going to call you. Tell me if this sounds like me.
Is this the father? I have your son. I want $175. Or you can just buy a bus ticket and I will return your son.
Sorry. That's just ridiculous. But man, this is a romantic individual. This is what you do for love. You blackmail your family. You stage your own abduction, kidnapping. You make your own ransom video and send it to the folks. Because he wants to see his girl, man. It's hard to have a long-distance relationship. It makes you do crazy shit, man. Of course. But man, it's got to feel good to have somebody want to be with you this badly. I can't even get someone to drive 45 minutes to see me. It's too long. You're too far. You come and pick me up. 45 miles away. You pick me up. I can't even get somebody. Never mind. I'm just saying, I wish someone would stage an abduction for me. Or at least tell their parents that they got a very exorbitant speeding ticket and they needed some money for that to fly to me. We can all dream.
You came out of hiding, girl. Don't act like I'm the man. I'm just a fan.
I'm a fan of you, my loyal listeners of Weird AF News. All right, guys, it's Thursday. That means tomorrow's Friday, Florida Friday. Send me some stories. Florida articles on the way. The email's funnyjones@gmail.com. You can drop them in my my Instagram inbox, @funnyjones. You can link to them on Twitter and tag me, @funnyjones as well. There's lots of ways to get me digital information, guys. It's the digital age. Or you can knock on my door and hand me an envelope with a printed out article that I could read. How about that? I'm just kidding. Don't do that. You're crazy if you do that. What do you think this is? I'm going to turn you away and call you a mad person. All right. I want to give big thanks. Big thanks. Give thanks and praise to Morgan Smith. Morgan Smith joined the Patreon. I got that email this morning. I was so pleased. Morgan Smith gets to get the name, their name. Her name or his name? I can't tell. Morgan is one of those names where you just don't know. This could be a lady, could be a guy, could be a non-binary person. I'm not gonna put labels. All right, I'm living a label-less life here. We're not gonna put labels on people. Okay, being very progressive here on Weird AF News. You're a lovely, human, Morgan, for joining the Patreon. I appreciate your support and your generosity very, very much. So thank you. And please enjoy the extra content that's in the Patreon. I hope you've find some value in that. It's a lot of weird stuff. And some of it's videos of me talking to screen. If you've never seen me talk before, it's you might enjoy that. Got some bonus episodes in there as well. And you're going to get your name on the closet wall, Morgan, which is probably the ultimate. It's just like the ultimate, like, accolade, I'd imagine. Accolade? Is that a word? I feel like that's a word. Accolade? Is that like a, kind of like lemonade? Just kidding. Okay, yeah, I'm going to put your name up on the wall. Morgan Smith, you made the wall. Please tell me where you're from. I'd like to know, because I'll put your city right next to you. Guys, I got a bunch of names on the wall right now. My landlord's going to kill me. Shit. Inside the closet. Maybe I can move all my shit out before they notice. Anyways. Yeah, if you guys want to join the Patreon like Morgan Smith, the big boss, did this morning, go to patreon.com/weirdafnews or go to weirdafnews.com and click on the Patreon banner, bam. Or you can download the Patreon app on your phone and then do a search for Weird AF News. It's pretty easy, guys. If you have a brain, you can do it. If you got fingers, you can even do it quicker, you know? It's pretty cool. All right, well, tomorrow's Florida Friday, as I'll repeat. So please send me some stuff. If you want to call the show, 646-450-2012. Make sure you follow. Make sure you like the show and tell a friend. Love you. Big ups.
Hey there, Jonesy. It's Michael calling from Iowa City. How are you doing? I want to call in regards to a call from Lily on Tuesday with the Thanks for Giving Patreon challenge. Lily, you said such kind things when you mentioned me on Tuesday, and I thank you for that so very much. It was a blessing, the things you said, and I really appreciate that. And your challenge to people to increase their Patreon membership amount was very thoughtful, and it's wonderful that you had good fortune this year and were able to increase your own. And Jonesy, you put that on yesterday's show, and I don't want to steal Lily's thunder, but I do want to jump on this. And last year I wasn't able to go home for Thanksgiving or Christmas, and since I'm legally blind, I don't drive. I take the bus home, and I knew what it would cost me to go home for both of those occasions. So since I couldn't ride the bus, I put that money towards the Patreon challenge. And this year I will be going home. Thank the Lord for that. Things are a bit better and everyone is vaccinated. So I'm going to take that money and put it towards the Patreon challenge. So if you are able to increase your Patreon membership amount, I will donate $1 to this challenge for everyone that is able to increase their membership amount. And if you are new to the Patreon, I'll donate $2 to this challenge. So I'll ask Jonesy to keep track of all of those numbers, and we'll back it up to Tuesday when Lily made that challenge to everyone. Jonesy will keep track of it from that time, and we'll run it through the Thanksgiving weekend. So although Thanksgiving is on the Thursday the 25th, we'll run this all the way through Sunday at midnight, Sunday, November 29th. So everyone, please consider joining the Patreon if you're not already a member. And if you are, please think about increasing your membership amount. And as Lily said, just contact Jonesy at the phone number 646-450-2012 if you want to think about sending him a care package or a Christmas package. He'll gladly give you his address. And if you want to send something to him to show your appreciation for the hard work that he puts in every day on this podcast. He brings us joy and laughter and levity to our life, and an alternative to the hard news that's out there. This brings us all some lightness to our life, and he works so hard at it, and he deserves our consideration and thanks for what he does.
Jones, you rock and roller. It's your buddy Jim. Well, hello, everyone. I just wanted to say that it's the week of this football game here, and I'm a little pumped, but I'm a little worried about that anyways. It's all in fun. Hopefully you're having a good day. Shouts right back at you, Lily, for saying my name. That was sweet of you. I wanted to take the time, Jonesy, I should say, to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. I know it's a little early, but I want to be the first one to start the thing. And then I don't want to be on the wall, Jonesy. I want to be on your door. That's where I want my name if I decide to give you some money. And you can get everybody on the door, take the door off when you leave, and auction it off to one of your listeners. There's so many things I think we should do. The holiday season's come up. I think we should make a CD, Jonesy, don't you? With the alligator song, your Bigfoot song, and you can offer that or for sale or whatever for a good holiday gift. I mean, who wouldn't want to hear the alligator song or my song that I'm continuing to write with? I'm hopefully I'll collaborate with you with some music later. I keep saying I think I would be good with it. I got Friday on my mind, Florida Friday, you know? Monday, I got Jonesy on my mind, yeah. I hang out with Jonesy, he's so funny. Okay, enough of that. Anyways, my karaoke song would be Just the Way You Are, being a lounge singer singing that. Maybe one day I'll call it when I think of something funny. Listen, everyone, have a good holiday. Be careful, Thanksgiving. Love the ones you love. If you can't be with Jonesy, love the one you're with. I'm out of here.
Yay!